Hi, this is Brandon Hall, founder of Logic Mind and Health, and you're listening to today's Logicast episode, a quick tip to set you on the path to better living. At Logic Mind and Health, we offer a unique set of ideas and practices that provide the most effective techniques for reducing stress and living a better life. Our philosophy mixes best practices of the past and present, East and West, rational thinking, and purposeful action. Our approach is based on sound reasoning. Our methods have been verified by scientific research and our own personal results. Logic is in our name and at our core. We know what works, and we are passionate about sharing it. In today's Logicast episode, I'm going to talk about improving well-being with art. Art, in its various forms, offers a profound means of expression and emotional processing beneficial for mental health. Engaging in artistic activities like painting or drawing, sculpture, or digital arts can significantly reduce stress, enhance mood, and even improve cognitive function. It also finds support in spiritual texts like the Bible, which emphasizes the beauty and creativity inherent in the world and its reflective impact on human well-being. Scientifically, the act of creating art decreases stress hormones, notably cortisol. A study published in Art Therapy, Journal of the American Art Therapy Association, found that just 45 minutes of creative activity can lower stress levels regardless of artistic experience or talent. This activity stimulates the brain's reward center by releasing dopamine. This feel-good transmitter helps to motivate and energize individuals, making the process itself rewarding. Also, art therapy, a structured form of artistic engagement, improves mental health. It is particularly beneficial in treating emotional traumas and psychological disorders. Art provides a nonverbal outlet for emotions that might be too difficult to express with words. This form of therapy is often used in various settings, including hospitals, rehab centers, and therapy practices. It helps aid individuals in coping with stress or depression or anxiety. From a spiritual perspective, the Bible acknowledges the role of creativity and beauty in mental health and spiritual health. Exodus 35:35 notes God endowing artists with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts. These creative gifts are not just for building sacred spaces. They also enrich life by expressing divine beauty, pointing towards a form of spiritual therapy. So how do you incorporate art into your life? There's a couple different ways. First, daily practice. Just like any form of exercise for the body, regular practice can help maintain mental health. Next, responsive art making. Engage in art making as a response activity to specific life events or emotions to process feelings effectively. And third, community art. Participate in community art projects, which can improve social connections and foster a sense of belonging and purpose. To practice effectively, you don't need to be skilled or a professional. Rather, the focus should be on the process and personal expression. Art can be adapted to fit into one's lifestyle, whether it's through a dedicated daily time, weekly classes, or spontaneous sessions. Therefore, whether viewed through a scientific lens or a spiritual lens, art holds significant power in enhancing mental health and well-being. It provides a unique medium through which individuals can explore and express their emotions, fostering both individual and community well-being. So take time today and express yourself in the form of art, whether it's painting, drawing, poetry, music, something on the computer. Art and expression can go a long way into helping you improve your life and create lasting well-being. Well, that's all for today. I'm Brandon Hall, and thanks for listening.